Well, good evening. We're so glad to have you. Trust you've had a good summer, and everybody's sort of transitioning, right? And so we're doing that as a church as well. And during the summer months, our Awana program kind of transitions into a summer program. And so we're thankful for all the folks that help with that. But during this summer, we've had Julie Rogers and some of her team with families and children that wanted to be part of this summer children's ministry and this musical presentation here and dramatic presentation. So we appreciate all their hard work, and we're here to encourage them, and you're here to encourage them, and we thank you for that. We trust it'll be a blessing, and we'll express that to them, those young children, and encourage them in church ministry early in life. It's not something they'll do later. Okay, it's something they do now. And we incorporate their talents and their abilities and their heart to do that at a young age. We don't wait till they're 18, 21. We start building that early, and so we want to do that. Just a couple of things to our church family. Our men will be meeting on Saturday morning for our Bible study at 8 o'clock, the fellowship hall, chapters 40 and 41 of our study. There's a soup fellowship following the morning service this coming Sunday. Please sign up tonight at the table if you haven't done so already, so we can have all the accurate numbers for that. As it relates to prayer requests, the prayer sheets are available in the Welcome Center for you to pick one up. A couple of things to mention to you. There are two folks in our church family that are having surgery tomorrow. Linda Fetro will be having surgery at early in the morning at West Shore Hospital, and then Dave Shoemaker having surgery tomorrow as well. Just to let you know, I mentioned on Sunday that Patsy Moyer hasn't been feeling particularly well. She's just requesting and just feels it's the best choice for her to move into a nursing care facility where she can get 24-hour care. So on Friday, she'll be moving to Claremont's. If you could pray for her and that transition for Patsy Moyer. And then Kay Allen is home and recovering, and thankful for that. And just be praying for the Messer family. As you'll see in your prayer bulletin, Katie Messer's grandfather went home to be with the Lord last Friday. Again, thanks to Julie and her team that's been working with her, and you as families and your commitment to be making sure your children are at the practices and so forth to be a part of this tonight. And so let's pray together, and then we'll enjoy the summer children's ministry performance of Amazing Grace. So let's pray. Father, bless our time now. We thank you again for the grace of God through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Father, it is because of your undeserved favor upon us that we have any hope, but because of that grace, we have a great hope, a certain hope, and so we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Discover grace. folks have seen Grace.
People never quite look the same once they get to know Grace.
Well, I've been coming to this church ever since I was born, and I still haven't seen Grace yet.
Well, you must not come very often.
Often? I'm a service so much my spine is going to curve like a church pew.
Well, Grace is here every service. I can't believe you haven't recognized Grace.
Maybe Silas missed Grace because he's so far back in the congregation. He needs binoculars to see the preacher.
But Jacob, Grace isn't just down by the altar. God speaks to people all throughout the congregation by his grace.
Hey, that's all done, Grace, now.
Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
I can make it through the weekdays, and Saturday is great. But Sunday, well, that's church day, and I can hardly wait.
Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Oh, I love invocations, and I like doxologies. But most of all, I like the space in between when God's Spirit speaks to me.
Spirit speaks to me. Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Oh,
said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Let us go
to the house.
Let us go
to the house.
Let us go
to the house of the Lord.
My, Sonny, aren't you getting tall? And Bennett, I've been hearing good things about you. And Kinsey, red always was a good color for you. And Silas, fancy meeting you here.
How do you know who I am?
Oh, Grace knows, Silas. Grace knows.
As I live and breathe.
Precisely, Silas. You live and breathe because God's grace watches over you.
Like the Secret Service?
Excuse me, what?
Well, you said God's grace watched over me. Like the Secret Service watched over the president. Imagine, I've got a big-time bodyguard, and I don't even have a big-time body.
Well, I don't like the part about secrets. I want everyone to know that God's grace watches over us.
Well, we can tell them. Come on, gang, let's help Grace with the publicity.
Good idea!
Grace is alive and well and living.
Sure to find grace sharing in all our joys and sorrows, for grace is God's special way of showing He is near.
Grace is alive and well and living in our town, and without grace life would be a dull affair. So if anyone should ask you, do not hesitate to tell that grace is alive and well.
Grace is alive.
like coming to church, Grace.
Oh, church is a wonderful place to visit. But I wouldn't want to live here.
You wouldn't?
Oh, my dear, no. Grace likes to be where it's happening. All day, every day.
Makes me tired just thinking about it.
Why, last Monday, I went with Jeff's family to a funeral. I'm pretty good at drawing tears, you know.
My dad said you went with him on that same day to a business trip to New York.
Grace never misses a chance to go to the Big Apple.
And I was almost certain you were with me at the track meet after school that afternoon.
Mondays are usually pretty busy days for Grace.
Are you magic?
Excuse me, what?
Well, it can be all over the place at one time. You must be magic.
Oh, Demetrius, you've been watching too much TV. All those super strong, super smart flying guys on TV, they pretend they can break the speed barrier and break the sound barrier. Why, Grace doesn't even know there are any barriers. Grace can do all kinds of things. It looks down on us and touches us, and that's what we call grace, when it touches our need.
I guess Grace is doing what become supernaturally.
Where is Superman when you need a helping hand? Don't look for Wonder Woman when trouble's really coming in. Please don't count on Batman, the danger you must face. I highly recommend God's supernatural grace. Where is Superman when you need a helping hand? Don't look for Wonder Woman when trouble's really coming in. Please don't count on Batman when danger you must face. I highly recommend God's supernatural grace.
Supernatural.
Peter walked on the water.
Supernatural.
God made a cycle through the sea.
Supernatural.
Door to us just lost his job and he can't find another one.
I know, and I could tell you about a lot of people in other places with struggling with some pretty big problems.
What do you say to people with giant problems?
The same thing I tell those that are struggling with giant problems and small problems. Grace is bigger. No matter what size problem you have, grace is bigger.
I like that song you sing to me sometimes when I'm having lots of troubles.
You mean this one? Grace is bigger than your sin. You can be born again by grace. Grace is bigger than your fears, and God will dry your tears by grace. There's nothing in God's plan for you, but that His grace will see you through. Grace is bigger. It's God's love touching you.
Grace is bigger than your sins. You can be born again by grace. Grace is bigger than your fears, and God will dry your tears by
Charlotte, I remember when your mom first brought you home from the hospital. She felt a feeling of love like she had never felt before. But then you had your days mixed up with your nights, and your milk mixed up with your air. And when you woke her up at 3 a.m. in the morning, crying at the top of your lungs, her love for you wasn't something she just laid there and felt. Love got up and picked you up. You didn't always stop crying, but you knew someone was there. God loves you, Charlotte, and his love for you is not something he sits in heaven and feels. His love reaches out and touches you. And when God's love touches your need, we call that grace.
Grace is bigger than your sins. You can be born again by grace. Grace is bigger than your fears, and God will dry your tears by grace.
Well, frankly, the way you and your dad pig out on spaghetti, I'm quite embarrassed to have my name brought up.
Well, we thank God for our food.
Well, that's a good thing, and we thank God for our food. But tell me, when you go to soccer practice, do you say grace then?
No.
What about when you know all the answers on the math test? Do you say grace then?
No.
What about when you go swimming or hiking? Do you say grace?
I could have said grace.
You see, we need to say grace for everything. Not only our food, but every good gift that God has given us comes from him. We really need to be thanking him all the time. Why, our lives should really be one big thank you.
Makes me tired just thinking about it.
Catching up should be lots of fun.
God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food. But it seems we need to say
grace a million times a day. Let's say grace for revolution, for the Saturday cartoons, and when the school bell rings on Friday, let's say grace. Let's say grace before we skate, and when we get to stay up late, I say, come on now, everybody, let's say grace. For every good gift cometh from above, and every joy's a reflection of his love. So almost any time in any place, somebody should be saying grace. Let's say grace before we swim and meet for bowl games in the gym, and when we get to go to grandma's, let's say grace. Let's say grace before we slide, and when we're jumping on the bed, I say, come on now, everybody, let's say grace. For every good gift cometh from above, and every joy's a reflection of his love. So almost any time in any place, somebody should be saying, we know we should be saying, somebody should be saying grace.
Sorry. All that, and we haven't even said thank you for the most important blessing of all. Yes, Ruth, you know, because you've been to the Grace Place.
The where? The Grace Place.
Silas, have you ever heard of a place called Calvary?
Why,
That's right, Silas. But did you realize that he died for you so that you could be born again?
When you believe Jesus died, you are saved. You think it's the greatest gift you have to thank God for.
That's right. And we're saved not because we deserve to be, but because of God's wonderful grace. Why, he takes all of our ugly sin, and in exchange, he gives us the gift of eternal life.
You mean I'm going to live forever?
Oh my, yes, you'll live forever, but you'll also live for real. God saved us for a holy and different way of life. It's not that you never do anything wrong, but you keep remembering, I've been to the grace place, and I've been saved for that holy life. I can find forgiveness whenever I need to come. Would you like to go there with me now? Come with me and I'll take you to the grace place. We'll have to climb a hill and there you'll see the place where Jesus died. Come and I'll show you the grace place that we know as Calvary. Welcome to the grace place. There's room for everyone. Welcome to the grace place. You're not too young to come. Welcome to forgiveness. Your spirit can be free. Welcome to the grace place. Come to Calvary.
Grace place, but sometimes I don't feel very, well, graceful. I do things the wrong way and I say the wrong things, and sometimes doing the right thing just takes so much effort.
Makes me tired just thinking about it.
What you need is a daily supplement.
Excuse me, what?
Try this. The next time you take your vitamins, don't forget the most important one.
Vitamin C?
Actually, I was talking about vitamin G!
If you want to know how Noah built that great new floating zoo, if it makes you tan, just think about the things he had to do.
I can tell you now where Noah got his energy.
They took his minimum daily requirement of vitamin G. Vitamin G. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Vitamin G. It's recommended.
you, but pretty soon we have to go home, and then it's back to the ordinary.
Oh, I delight in the ordinary. Now, I don't mind sharing people's problems, but I'd like to share their Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. You see, it makes me really sad when folks think they have to work their way all the way from here to heaven by themselves.
What you need is a motto, something to help remind folks that you're right here in the ordinary.
How about this one? Come fly with me!
Makes me tired just thinking about it.
I've got it. Let's tell everyone, don't go to work without Grace.
Good idea!
When you get up on Monday morning and without any warning, it seems it's raining gloom all over the place. Just one thing you must remember, January to December, don't go to work without Grace. For when the load gets heavy, you'll hear Grace singing, his yoke is easy all the way along. And when it seems you can't go one step farther, she'll be safe. Joy makes us strong.
When your homework is piled up high and test time is getting nigh, to just say, report card puts a frown on your face. Don't wait till you're nearly grown to learn that you're not alone, and don't go to work without Grace.
For when the load gets heavy, you'll hear Grace singing, his yoke is easy all the way along. And when it seems you can't go one step farther, she'll be safe. Joy makes us strong.
When you're out working for the Lord and spreading his holy word, your eyes on the prize for that great heavenly race. Just you must remember, January to December, don't go to work without Grace.
When you're out working for the Lord and spreading his holy word, your eyes on the prize for that great heavenly race. Just remember the victory's won and serving the Lord is fun. So don't go to work without Grace. Don't go to work without Grace.
When my dad drags out of bed in the morning, I'm going to remind him about vitamin G.
And just wait till my friends hear that I have a real super friend, God's supernatural Grace.
And people in our neighborhood that no matter what problem, big of a problem they have, Grace is bigger.
We probably all need to remind each other to say Grace.
You see, boys and girls, that's what we're supposed to be. Reminders of God's grace. You'll see God's love touching you and touching others, and you'll find yourself saying, that's grace, and isn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing, grace? Oh, how sweet the sound to me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, isn't it?
Well, very well done. I think one more round of applause. That looked like it took a lot of work and a lot of hours. They have a few special thanks there at the bottom, but I just wanted to mention them. Obviously, Julie Rogers put this all together and also had to memorize her own lines, so that was a lot of work. Over at the piano is Miss Jen McLeod. So she helped direct this and help them know where to sit and everything, as well as playing the piano. Mary Musser is sitting right up here up front. She helped keep them in line while they practiced. And, of course, up in the balcony, Pete McLeod was here to get all of the sound and lights set up. So thank you very much. Well, we teach them these simple lessons as children, what grace is all about through some humor and story, and that's how they remember these simple lessons about grace. It's a free gift from God that we receive through faith, and so we hope that these songs will help them remember that as they grow older and start using these truths from God's word in their lives. After we dismiss, there's a cookie fellowship over in the fellowship hall, so please join us for that so you can congratulate all the kiddos. And so we'll pray, but then Julie has one more announcement she needs to make before we dismiss. So let's pray and then just hang tight for a second. Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace that you showed through your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that it's a free gift that we don't have to work for. There's nothing we can do, but you've done it for us, and you offer it to us freely, and we thank you for it. Thank you for all these children, their hard work, their parents' dedication to have them here, and teaching them truths from your word. And so we pray that everything we did tonight glorified you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Watch your hand. In the hall, many of you helped to decide the answer to a poster contest. I didn't vote at all. I did count them, but I didn't vote. So they're still up in the hall if you want to look at them back there. But they're anxiously awaiting to know who won. So third place with the poster was Noree Smith. Stay here. Second place, Kinsey Kyle. Shake your hand. And first place went to, drum roll, Jacob Cardi. All right, and that's it. So make sure you take a look at them. They all did a good job helping to advertise. Thank you for coming, and that's it. Let's go eat cookies.